This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. After 2 weeks of confusion over whether Coloradans would have to pay federal tax on their Tabor refunds, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett wants to avoid any repeat of the situation. Bennett questioned IRS Commissioner nominee Danny Werfel about it this week.
Will you commit to working with my office and the state of Colorado ahead of the next filing season so we aren't inflicting needless chaos and confusion on my state?
Yes, I will, Senator. Absolutely.
Bennett, who sits on the Senate Finance Committee, also told Werfel he does not think it's a good idea to tax Tabor refunds. The entire bipartisan congressional delegation wrote to the IRS last week to say just that, and the IRS announced it is not taxing last year's checks. A former member of the Colorado Symphony is suing the orchestra. CPR's Eden Lane has details.
In the second half of 2021, the symphony required all employees to get the COVID-19 vaccine and provide documentation. Larissa Fessmeyer, who joined the CSO as a violinist in 1998, says the symphony denied her request for a religious exemption. A lawsuit Fessmeyer filed in federal court in early February says that violated her constitutional rights. In a statement, the symphony said it would not comment on the lawsuit. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
A bill at the state capitol would explicitly ban corporal punishment in Colorado's public schools. While state law doesn't currently outlaw physical punishment by school administrators or teachers, there's no recent evidence of it occurring in Colorado. The bill is sponsored by a pair of Democratic lawmakers. This is CPR News.